Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am P.J. Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Hello to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. You're very welcome to Carn Donagh Library in County Donegal for the fifth programme in our series called Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this series, we will bring you nine unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about giants, sunbeams, a happy prince, and even a little boy called Tom who refuses to wear shoes. We are delighted to be joined today by the pupils from Scolwyra Glenealy, class 2nd and 3rd. Today I'm going to read to you some stories. Has anyone seen these books before? Has anyone read Sinead the Dancer? We're going to read this one first. Nobody's read it? No? Would you like to hear this story? Yeah? What do you think of Sinead on the front cover? She looks like a dancer, doesn't she? Yeah? Okay, are you ready? Can we start? Sinead the Dancer. Words, Anna Donovan. Pictures, Susan Cooper. I want to learn dancing, said Sinead. She hopped and jumped and waved her arms. Well, said Mum, that's a good start. I'm going to learn dancing, Sinead told Dad. Oh, he said, so you're going to be a dancer now, are you? No, said Sinead, I'm going to be a firefighter. I told you that. I just want to learn dancing. Oh, said Dad. Sinead twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands, she clicked her fingers, then she stopped. Music, she said. I need music. She looked through Mum's discs. There was Spanish music, there was Russian music, there was Irish music. She said, river dance. That's it, she said. I'm learning Irish dancing. She put on her music and danced like river dance. I just love dancing, said Sinead. She swept across the floor, she twirled and twisted, she leapt in the air. She told her best friend, Tom, I'm going to Irish dancing class, she said. Will you come too? No way, he said. I'd have to wear a skirt. Mum took Sinead to the Irish dancing class. She asked Tom to come too, but he said no. You can wear your own clothes, Mum told him. You don't have to wear a skirt. Anyway, it's a kilt. But he didn't believe her. There were lots of children at the dancing class. There were boys and girls, and the boys did not wear skirts. The children all stood in a long line and danced together. They made a big, loud clatter. The new children watched. You will soon be able to do that, the teacher told them. Now, here we go. Stand straight, heads down, toes out. The children stood in a row and put out their toes. Hop one, two, three, called the teacher, and they all hopped. Then stepped one, two, three along the floor together. All except Sinead. Sinead twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands. She clicked her fingers. Stop, shouted the teacher. That's not Irish dancing. You must hold your arms down like this. You must point your toe. You must count one, two, three. Okay, said Sinead. Next week, Tom came to the dancing class. He put out his toe. He hopped. He counted one, two, three. But Sinead twisted and twirled and she tapped her toes and she clapped her hands, she clicked her fingers, she swept across the floor. Stop, shouted the teacher. Sinead, that's not dancing. I think you should learn ballet. Can I twist and twirl in ballet, said Sinead. Oh yes, said the teacher, I'm sure you can. I'm going to learn ballet, Sinead told Tom. Will you come too? No way, Tom said. I'd have to wear tights. I'm staying in Irish dancing, and off he went. Hop, one, two, three. Next week, Mum took Sinead to ballet class. It was full of little girls. Some of them had frilly dresses, and they all wore white tights. There were no boys. The girls stood on tippy toes, holding onto a bar. Hey, said Sinead, that's great. I want to do that. She raced over to the bar. Sinead, called the teacher. You don't start there. Come over here and I'll teach you what to do. Now, stand straight and reach up to the sky. All the new girls stood and reached up to the sky. Sinead stood and reached up to the sky too. Then they bent over and reached down to the ground, but Sinead did not bend. She twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands. She clicked her fingers. She swept across the floor. Yippee, she yelled. I just love dancing. All the girls stared. The teacher stopped. Sinead, said the teacher, that's not ballet. You'll never be a ballet dancer if you do that. But I don't want to be a ballet dancer, said Sinead. I want to be a firefighter. Oh, said the teacher, maybe you should go to gym classes instead. Hey, said Sinead, that's a great idea. Mum, can I learn gym? Well, said Mum, we've tried Irish dancing, we've tried ballet. Gym is the very last thing we'll try. Tom, said Sinead, I'm going to learn gym. Will you come too? Would I have to wear tights, asked Tom. No way, said Sinead, I think you can wear a tracksuit. Okay, so, Tom said, I'll do gym as well as Irish dancing. Mum took Sinead and Tom to the gym class. It was full of boys and girls. They jumped onto a big wooden bench. They stood on their hands. They tumbled and rolled over. They did cartwheels. Wow, said Sinead. Sinead twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands. She clicked her fingers. She swept across the floor. Sinead, said the teacher, well done. That's very good. But can I teach you how to do it better? She showed the new children how to stand on their hands. She showed them how to do cartwheels. Sinead tried to do cartwheels across the floor, but she could only do one wobbly one at a time. Tom kept falling over in a heap. Don't worry, said the teacher, you'll soon learn it. Sinead and Tom practiced and practiced. Soon, Sinead could do three cartwheels in a row and Tom could do one wobbly one. Dad, called Sinead, watch. Sinead turned on the music. She twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands. She clicked her fingers. She swept across the floor. She did three good cartwheels. Tom did some Irish dancing and a wobbly cartwheel. Well done, said Dad, and he clapped and cheered. Can I join in? You, said Sinead. Can you dance? Can you do a cartwheel? I can try, said Dad, and he smiled. Sinead put on the music. She twirled and twisted and she tapped her toes. She clapped her hands. She clicked her fingers. She swept across the floor. She did three good cartwheels. Tom did some Irish dancing and a wobbly cartwheel. Then Dad swept across the floor. Tapping his toes like hailstones falling on the roof, he twirled and twisted. He hopped and jumped. He clicked his fingers and clattered his heels like a Spanish dancer. He did cartwheels right around the room. He was magnificent. Wow, said Sinead. Hey, said Tom. Mum, called Sinead. Mum, watch this. Sinead put on the music and Tom and Dad and Sinead did it all over again. Mum clapped and clapped. That was great, she said, smiling. No, it wasn't, said Sinead. It was magnificent. You were like a champion, Dad. Well, he was a champion, said Mum. Come on, I'll show you his medals. She took a box out of a cupboard and took off the lid. Inside were lots of gold and silver medals. Oh, Dad, said Sinead. Brilliant, said Tom. I will give you one medal each to keep, said Dad, and maybe you'll win your own medals someday. Yes, said Sinead and Tom, and they went off to practice. Michaela, what did you think of the story?
I thought it was great because Sinead's a lot like me. I'm liking dancing and hip-hop and stuff.
Very good. You like to dance as well? Yeah? Would you be as good as Sinead?
I don't know.
Can you twirl and twist and sweep across the floor? I bet you can.
Yeah, but I can do three cartwheels.
No, it'd be very hard to do three cartwheels.
We can.
Seriously?
Three.
All you girls can do cartwheels.
I can do ten.
10 cartwheels?
Can you do
that? Can you? And what about Tom in the story? Who liked Tom? Yeah? Tell me, Kieran.
because he didn't want to do everything Sinead done, and Sinead kept asking him, and he said he just wanted to do Irish dancing in the gym.
Yeah, he didn't. He was very afraid of a few things, though. He didn't want to wear
a skirt and tights.
And tights. He wasn't too into that, was he?
No.
No? Aaron?
I like the part about the dad.
Yeah? What did you like about that?
That he had lots of medals.
I know. It was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he could do the cartwheels?
Yes.
Would your dad be able to do cartwheels?
Yes.
Would he? Very good. I don't think I'd be able to do a cartwheel. Okie doke. Will you read another one? Now, this one is called Ribbit Ribbit. Someone said they read this already, didn't they? This is a shorter one. Glenn, have you read this book?
Yeah, I like it because he's always going ribbit ribbit, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
He's pretending to be a frog, isn't he?
Yeah.
All day. Did anyone here ever pretend to be a frog? You did, Aaron. You did. What sound did you make?
I made a ribbit sound.
Can you make it for me now today?
Ribbit.
Ribbit? Ribbit? Can anyone else do it? Ribbit? Mark? Well, that's a good one. Anyone else want to try? Ronan?
Ribbit?
Okay. Two last ribbits over here. Daniel, then. And
ribbit.
Shay. You three
ribbit.
Boys do it together.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Ribbit.
It's a funny sort of sound, isn't it? So this is about a boy. We read the back. You know, it always tells you on the back what the story is about, yeah? Freddy loves being a frog. Ribbit, ribbit, he says to everyone. Soon they'll all get tired of it except Freddy. But how can they stop him? Polly comes up with a clever answer. Ribbit, ribbit. Words Anne-Marie Heron. Pictures Stephen Hall. On Monday, Freddy hopped out of bed, hopped down the stairs and hopped into the kitchen. Hi, said Freddy, I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. Freddy's mum and dad laughed. Hi, Freddy Frog, they said. Freddy hopped out the door, hopped down the garden path and hopped over the gate. When the school bus came along, Freddy hopped on. Hi, said Freddy to the bus driver, I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. The bus driver laughed. Hi, Freddy Frog, he said. Freddy hopped across the schoolyard, hopped into the school and hopped past the principal's office. He hopped into the classroom and hopped up to his teacher. Hi, said Freddy. I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. The teacher laughed. Hi, Freddy Frog, she said. At playtime, the children ran and jumped and skipped and twirled and squealed, but Freddy just hopped. He hopped over to Polly, his very best friend. Hi, said Freddy, I'm a frog. Polly laughed. Hi, Freddy Frog, she said. On Tuesday, Freddy hopped out of bed, hopped down the stairs and hopped into the kitchen. Hi, said Freddy, I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. Freddy's mum and dad did not laugh. You are not a frog, they said. You're a little boy. We don't want a frog in our house. Ribbit, ribbit, said Freddy. Freddy hopped out the door, hopped down the garden path and hopped over the gate. When the school bus came along, he hopped on. Hi, said Freddy to the bus driver, I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. The bus driver did not laugh. You are not a frog, he said. You're a little boy. I don't want a frog in my bus. Ribbit, ribbit, said Freddy, and he hopped to his seat. Freddy hopped across the schoolyard, hopped into the school, hopped past the principal's office, hopped into his classroom and hopped up to his teacher. Hi, said Freddy, I'm a frog. Ribbit, ribbit. The teacher did not laugh. You are not a frog, she said. You're a little boy. I don't want a frog in my class. Ribbit, ribbit, said Freddy. At playtime, Freddy hopped over to Polly, his very best friend. Hi, said Freddy, I'm a frog. Polly did not laugh. We don't want to play with you, she said. We want to run and jump and skip and twirl and squeal. Frogs can only hop, Polly said. We don't want to play with a frog. ribbit, ribbit, said Freddy. On Wednesday, Freddy hopped to the shop, he hopped to the swimming pool, and he hopped to the cinema. Freddy hopped everywhere. On Thursday, Freddy said, ribbit, ribbit. In the morning, he said, ribbit, ribbit. In the afternoon, he said, in the evening, night, night, said Freddy's mum and dad, said Freddy. By Friday, everybody was tired of Freddy the frog. They wanted Freddy to be a boy again. We are fed up with Freddy hopping everywhere, said Freddy's mum and dad. I'm fed up with him saying, ribbit, ribbit, said the teacher. I'm fed up with him hopping on my bus, said the bus driver. We are fed up with him hopping at playtime, said Polly and all the children. We must do something, they all said. I know what to do, said Polly. Leave it to me, and she smiled a little smile. Then they ran off down the road and into the library. Polly looked at all the books. There were big books and small books, fat books and thin books, books about gardens and books about ghosts, books about pandas and books about planes, books about all sorts of things. Aha, said Polly, at last, just the book I need. A book about a princess and a frog. She took the book and went home. On Saturday, Freddy hopped out the door, hopped down the garden, hopped over the gate and hopped up the road and into the park. Polly was sitting beside the pond. She was reading the book. Freddy hopped over to her. Hi, said Polly, I'm a princess. Freddy laughed. Hi, Princess Polly, he said. I'm a princess, said Polly, and you are a frog. We are just like the princess and the frog in this book. Polly smiled her secret smile. Freddy stared at Polly with big, wide, froggy eyes. I will give you a big kiss, said Polly. And just like the frog in the book, you will turn into a handsome prince. Polly gave Freddy a big kiss. Smack! Yikes, said Freddy. Freddy ran as fast as he could, out of the park, up the road, through the garden gate and into his house. Hi, said Freddy, I'm hungry. What's for dinner? Freddy's mum and dad waited and waited, but Freddy did not say, ribbit, ribbit. In fact, he never said ribbit, ribbit again. He left that to real frogs. Ooh, what did you think of that one? Did you like that?
Yes.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was funny. Did I do a good ribbit, ribbit noise?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Yeah? You think you might go home and try to be frogs now today?
No.
Drive everybody mad at home. Who's going to try and be a frog today? Mark is? Daniel, Michael?
Shay.
Shay? Dominic? Cara's going to be a frog. You're going to be a frog, Cara?
Yeah.
Yeah? 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 Or would you like to be a different sort of creature?
A frog.
A frog. And what sound would you make?
Ribbit, ribbit.
Ribbit, ribbit. Who can make the sound for me again? Will we all do a big ribbit, ribbit together?
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit,
ribbit,
ribbit.
And Mark's hopping. A classroom full of frogs. We're going to send you back to the class all jumpy, aren't we? What about Polly? Who liked Polly in the book? Yeah, Lauren? Do you like Polly?
Yeah.
What did you think of her idea?
Good.
It's good, wasn't it? She gave him a big kiss, didn't she? Yeah. Aaron, why did she kiss him?
Because he wouldn't turn into a frog and he would stop acting like a frog.
Okay, will we read one last story, guys? So this book is called, what does it say?
No Shoes for Tom.
No Shoes for Tom. Do you like to hear it, guys?
Yeah.
No Shoes for Tom. Words Una Levy. Pictures Margaret Suggs. When Tom was a little baby, he did not wear shoes. He loved to wriggle his toes and put them in his mouth. He had nice pink toes. One day when Tom was a little older, his mother put a pair of shoes on him. He did not like them at all. He threw one at the clock and it fell on the floor with a crash. He threw the other shoe at Dad and it hit him on the nose. Dad did not like that. Every day for a long, long time, Mum put a pair of shoes on Tom, and every day Tom took them right off again. Tom had such fun with his bare toes that he just would not wear shoes or socks. Sometimes a friendly puppy came and licked his toes. Tom liked that. Dad took Tom to the shoe shop in the town. You are a big boy now, said Dad. It is time you started to wear shoes. The shoekeeper showed them lots of shoes. Bright blue shoes, shiny red shoes, shoes with straps, shoes with laces. No, said Tom, when the shoekeeper tried to fit some shoes on him. I do not like the blue shoes. I do not like the red ones. I do not like the shoes with straps. I do not like the shoes with laces. I do not like any shoes at all. Then Dad got very cross and the shopkeeper was a little cross too. But still Tom would not wear shoes. Autumn came and every day Tom rustled his way through the red and yellow leaves in the wood. Whenever it rained, he squelched the black mud between his toes and shaped it into oozy wet hills. Oh, it was such fun. And then came winter. One morning when Tom looked out of the window, he saw big fat snowflakes. The trees were white, the fields were white, everywhere was white. Dad said, "Will you come and help me feed the calves, Tom?" "Oh yes," said Tom. Mum wrapped him up in his warm coat and hat and gloves. She did not say anything about shoes, but she winked at Dad as they went out the door. Tom put one pink toe on the snow by the doorstep. Oh, it was cold. Dad took big, long steps and Tom had to run to keep up with them. Their feet made tracks in the snow. Oh, but it was so cold. Little by little, Tom's pink toes began to turn blue. They got colder and colder and stiffer and stiffer. Soon they were so cold he could scarcely walk. "Carry me, Daddy," said Tom, when he could bear the cold no longer. "I'm sorry, Tom," said Dad. "I have to carry the bale of hay for the calves. You must walk." "I cannot walk anymore," cried Tom. "My toes are so cold." But Dad could not carry him, so poor Tom had to trot along in his bare feet until Dad had fed the calves. Then Dad took him up in his arms and carried him home. When they got home, Mum took Tom on her lap. She dried his tears and his little cold, wet toes. She gave him a big bowl of hot porridge. Then she said, "Daddy, will you bring that big box from the chest, please?" Dad brought the box, and when Tom opened it, he found a pair of beautiful red, shiny boots. Tom could hardly wait while Mum put on his warm socks and the shiny red boots. He ran happily out into the yard. He kicked the snow into the air and threw snowballs at the trees. He built a big snowman, and all the time his feet stayed dry and cozy and warm. In the house, Mum winked at Dad, and Dad winked back. Which was your favourite story? Hands up for Ribbit Ribbit. Hands up for No Shoes for Tom. Hands up for Sinead the Dancer. Oh, I see. So I think the favourite one was probably Ribbit Ribbit, was it? So you're going to come to the library and take out these books? Yeah, there are tons and tons of books like these at the library.
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book.
You've been so good today. You're great kids. That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from Skolmuire Glenealy. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Buncrana Community Library, and in our audience will be children from Scoil Isagon, Buncrana. So until next week.
Sinead the Dancer by Anna Donovan. Ribbit Ribbit by Anne Marie Herron. And No Shoes for Tom by Una Levy. Published by O'Brien Pandas. Night Night Northwest was produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey and is a Real Films production which was funded by the Donegal County Council Library Service and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.